because the politics of this country are still reflected in institutionalized racism that isolate everyone else who seek to liberate African people. So if you know what is political power, you will know that we do not have it. We have electoral power. People vote for us every 5 years. But what does it mean? It means nothing. Because you remain the same way you were in 2009, in 2014, and most probably even after 2019, you'll still be the same. Because we don't have political power. The political power you see, it's reflected in the judiciary, in the executive, in every sphere of life. How people conduct themselves, it will tell you who's got the political power. Let's simply enter an office. Now when you live here, you can go to any beautiful office. If you find the aircon cold, you must know who is in charge in that office. So those who have political power control the air condition in offices. So when you enter, the conditions of that office will just tell you who is in charge of that office. So it is in those simple things that you get to know who is in power, not electoral power where even fools get voted into power. They get voted into power because they know they are fools. They won't do anything with that electoral power. We must seize political power and not lose control of our people. Once we've got the people on our side, we've got political power. The ANC used to have political power in the 80s. National Party was in power but not a political power. When O.R. Tambo said, "I call upon the youth of South Africa to render the country uncontrollable and South Africa ungovernable," the youth responded and rendered South Africa ungovernable. When the National Party said stop, the youth did not stop because the National Party did not have political power. When you have political power, you must call people into action and they must respond accordingly because you've got political power. That's what the EFF has got now. The EFF has got political power, has got no electoral power. When the EFF speaks, the people listen. But the ANC is in power through electoral means. So when we say expropriate land without compensation, people say that is the way to go. Today, tomorrow, we are starting with the process of consultations on the expropriation of land without compensation by parliament. That thing is happening because the EFF said so.
Yes.
The EFF said we must expropriate land without compensation. And because the EFF has got political power, there is a process of consultation. And our people in their numbers will turn out and say, that is the only option we have. Yeah. Today, even established businesses, even business organizations are saying, the expropriation of land without compensation is the solution to landless in South Africa. So you must never doubt yourself. You are on the right path because you control political power. Everything we say, people do. We say to our people, occupy the land. People are occupying the land. We have created homes for the homeless masses of our people. We did not need the electoral power. We needed the political power. Just to say to our people, this is the direction you need to take. Thousands and thousands today have got a place to call home because of the EFF, which is not in power. Today, every worker abused by a white racist or an Indian racist, they all run to the EFF because they know where political power resides. So votes to control the politics of South Africa. So when we speak, they listen. Even when they pretend not to be listening. We said majority of Indians are racist. They were all screaming. But they are now coming back one by one, sobering up, and confirming exactly what the EFF is saying. That indeed, majority of Indians are racist. We did not say all Indians. So if you are Indian and you are racist, you know we are talking to you. That's why you get angry. But to show the hypocrisy of South Africa, and to show that racism is indeed alive, former Constitutional Court Judge Yakub, who is an Indian himself, says 90% of Indians are racist. They never said they are taking him to court. They never threatened to do all types of things against him. So when it is said by an Indian, because of racism, it is allowed. It is acceptable. Julius Malema comes and repeats after an Indian. No, you can't say the things that must be said by Indians only. Because you are an African, you are of a lower class, you can't say that. Including Judge Yakub himself. He comes and says, no, Malema did not say it the way I said it. That's racism. Because when it is said by him, it's cool and acceptable. When it is repeated, when an African repeats after him, it's a problem. That's the problem we're dealing with in this country. That it is truth when it is told by a white person. It is the truth when it is told by an Indian person. But if it's told by a person of a lower class, it's unacceptable. It is truth, but the way you are saying it, hey, whether I say it facing up or facing down or sleeping, it remains the truth. There is no part to the truth. And I say majority of Indians, I don't say 90%. You know what is majority? We must educate these illiterates who behave like they are educated when they are not. Majority means 51% or more. So I started with 51%. Judge Yakub says 90%. Effectively saying all of them. I don't say that. But I'm the most vilified person compared to everything which represents devil on earth. But I'm not worried. For because everything else I said before, they ridiculed me. They called me names. They whisked me away. And later, they joined me. Because my mind is liberated. I'm a free man. I'm not inferior. I do not succumb to superiority of white people and Indians alike. I've got mind of my own. I'm not worried. They will repeat after me the same way they are doing with everything else we say. Let's go to the IFP leader who says, Mr. Butilis, who says our statement is racist. When we said the Guptas are a problem, Butelezi said the Guptas are investors. Only came later to join us. That no, hey, these people are corrupt. So I just want to give you an example with the IFP here. We know IFP here in Natalia. When we said the Guptas are corrupt, they must leave South Africa. The leader of the IFP said, we can't chase away investors. Later on, he repeated after us. For because we are ahead of all of them. And don't be scared to be ahead. Leaders must lead from the front. That's what the EFF is doing. We are leading from the front. If they take us to court for what we said about Indians, and the court want to silence us, let them do it. The same way the courts of South Africa suspended revolutionary storms. Let the court do that. And let's see if that is sustainable.
Yeah.
That every time the oppressed, the dejected, the rejected people, the indigenous masses of our people, every time they speak, there must be some way of silencing them. Let's see if that is sustainable.
Yeah.
Because people must be allowed to speak.
Yeah.
There is no truth which will cause divisions in South Africa. We are divided now. And only the truth will unite us.
Yes.
We cannot have artificial unity of pretending to each other.
Yeah.
We ought to tell each other the truth.
Yes.
You are in a relationship here. Your partner is cheating. And you know your partner is cheating. You never tell. One day you'll just collapse.
Yeah.
Of heart attack. Because you've got things inside you and you don't say them.
Yeah.
Say them. So that they know you know they are cheating.
Yeah.
And once they know you are cheating, they will perhaps stop.
Yeah.
You have to say it. It doesn't matter whether the other side will receive it well or not. It's just a matter of time. They will come to appreciate that we're telling the truth. So fighters, don't be scared to tell the truth. Let me tell you, every time we tell the truth, you are, then now Indians are saying you are used by whites. Whites gave you money to attack us, the Indians. When you attack the white racism, and you are used by this and that, and all of that. You know why they say that? It's because a black African can't think unless is given something. Only then you can think. When we speak in parliament against Momo in Treasury, they say, no, they are being investigated. No, SARS is going after them. No, they are defending their corruption. You know why? Africans can't think unless they've got something to hide. That's how they view us. Including these journalists who are Indian, who are white,
yes,
and including some of house niggers. they think you can't think until you are given something, because Africans can't think. So when they say Malema is being bribed by this one, Malema is defending his corruption, hey, Shibambo is doing this. No, they are responding to their own shock that why would an African think like this? Why would an African speak like this to Indians? Why would he do that to whites? Unless he's given something to say so. Because otherwise, ordinarily, these people can't think. It's an insult.
Yes. Yeah.
It's an insult that we as Africans should unite against.
Yeah.
And that why, instead of entertaining the idea, you attack the man and not attend to his issues. So, let's not be scared. Let's not be demoralized. Let's become more resolute. Let's become more determined to fight against the oppression of black people in general and Africans in particular. And don't be apologetic when you fight for Africans, because they were the most oppressed. I'm not fighting with Indians. I'm saying to them, you have oppressed better than us. You had water, you had electricity, you had tar roads, you had Indian schools, you had shops, you had all sorts of things, yet you were in the closer proximity to white people. We did not have anything. So when we talk liberation, we can't do it at the same time and say both Africans and Indians must be elevated at the same time. It won't happen. Why? Because Indians are here and Africans are here. When you say to them, let's all go up at the same time, Indians will always be ahead because they are ahead already of Africans. You ought to say to Indians, so that Africans can come closer. So once you are at the same level, then we'll take all of you at the same time up closer to the white minorities. So it's not about the fight. It's like when we say to you, when a man qualifies for this job, an African woman qualifies for the same job, right? We give the job to the woman. Why? She was oppressed more than men. She was oppressed because she's a woman. She was oppressed because she's African. She was oppressed because she's working class. That's why there must be a deliberate move for women to come into the leadership structures and structures that take decisions as 50% deliberate decision. Why? We're putting them at the same level with men. Once they are there, then we will take both of them up at the same time. We are leveling the playing field. It's not racism. It's not discrimination. It's a deliberate empowerment of the most oppressed people. So when we say this, we are vilified. We are even declared losers of the week. If we are losers of the week for fighting for Africans, we are therefore making an application to be losers for life. Because we are going to fight for this for the rest of our life. It will never stop. It can't be stopped by a newspaper calling us Mambara of the Week or a TV program calling us the losers of the week. Then we are Mambaras for the rest of our lives, because we are going to fight for Africans until our graves, even in our graves, we'll fight for Africans, because we are going to be the ghost that fight for the Africans. We will never retreat. Not even death can stop us from fighting for the African people here in South Africa and all over Africa and the diaspora. For because we black people, everywhere else we are found, we are oppressed. Be it in China, be it in America, be it in India, as long as you are black and African, you are going to find some form of an isolation. We're not fighting for South Africans only. We're fighting for those who are oppressed all over the world. And we're not apologizing about that. And if it means isolation, let them isolate us. This is the life we've chosen. It's our life. We wake up every morning to fight for black people, and we make no apology about that. No prison can arrest our ideas. Our ideas are out there. Liberate your mind. The only way to liberate your mind is by associating with the EFF, because all of these people in the EFF, their mind is liberated. They don't succumb to white supremacy. They don't succumb to ANC dominance. Because many of you are scared, South Africans, to express yourself because of Ufunum Sebe's. But if I go to EFF, they are going to refuse me with a tender or with a job. You are a coward. Your mind is arrested by the ANC. No tender, no job will stop us from expressing how we feel. We must never use material. We must use our conviction. We must use our ideas to determine our destination. Whatever we are confronted with, if we die tomorrow, we must die with our souls intact. Not because we sold our souls to the highest bidder. Even if you are alone, tell the truth alone. Don't demand anyone to clap hands for you. Because one day, history will absolve you. They will come and say, here in Newcastle existed a strong woman who told the truth to power, and she never thought twice about it. That is the type of a woman I want to be like. You must be like Winnie Mandela. Look at Winnie Mandela's videos, all of them. She fights with white racist murderers, Afrikaner policemen alone. There are no masses there. She's not pleasing any mass. She says to an Afrikaner male, "You dare touch me, you'll know who I am." She doesn't want anyone to clap hands for her. Even when she is alone, she still fights. Don't fight when you are with the masses. And when you are isolated and given tenders and money, you say something else. They must give you a tender. They must give you a job. That is even the reason enough to say the things you are saying. And when they threaten to take the tender away or the job away, you say, "You can take it. I will not be the first one. But you will never take my soul away from me, because I will die with my soul in it." So let's continue to fight for the land. Let's continue to educate. South Africa, there are a lot of people who are scared. We must educate them. We must win them over. One day, they will appreciate that it is the EFF which liberated South Africa. A proper, proper liberation of African people is in your hands. You are not working, that's why you are here. There will never be jobs without land. Never. You need to open a saloon, you need land. Because when you open a saloon in the garage of your neighbor, you must pay rent. And when you pay rent, you don't make profit. But when you have your land and put your own check and open a saloon, that money which you are going to use to pay rent becomes your profit. Then you support your children. That's how important the land is. You are an IT student, you want to open a computer school and all that, you need the land. There is nothing you can do without the land. The unemployment in South Africa, it is as a result of lack of land. The racism in South Africa is because of land. They have got no respect for people who do not have property. Land is property. Property is dignity. Once you have property, everyone else will respect you. So when we fight for the land, we are not necessarily fighting for the land. We are fighting for your dignity, so that you can walk around a dignified person and no one will look down at you. That's what property does. It brings dignity. It brings confidence out of all of us. We want you to have confidence. Fighters, when you go back home, please go and search those videos and tweets and Facebook messages which were saying negative things about EFF in 2013. Because we are turning 5 years now. But I is on fire. But the EFF is on fire and they cope. 2 years is too much. Go and look at those things and remind them. Or hey, prophet of doom, you said to us, the EFF will die within 2 years. Siakula much. 5 years. So every time you write on Twitter, on Facebook, tell them, EFF turns 5. We are not like Hope. We are not like Hope. We are better than the ANC. We must not be compared with things like Hope. I'm not saying organization, things like Hope. Those things must go and play there very far from us. We must be compared to the ANC, because we are bigger than the ANC. We see ourselves as the future of South Africa. The ANC doesn't represent the future. It represents backwardness. We represent the future. And the future looks bright. We have a giraffe view. We can see what is going to happen in the next 5 years. our people are going to have land in the next 5 years, each one of you will be having a piece of land. Each one of you will be working. Each one of you will be equal to the white minority. That's how the future looks like. Some of you will be having white domestic workers. That's how the future looks like. We see the future because we are the future. The future is not what you find in a distant horizon. The future is what you make of it now. It starts now. And it starts in the mind. You are your own bosses. That's what the future says. You are going to stay in your own houses, not RDP houses. You are going to build your own houses, which you are deserving, proper houses. We are going to have functional schools. We are going to have functional hospitals. Because in South Africa, there are no public hospitals. Those things are mortuaries. Those things are mortuaries. That's why even Abu Koko, they don't want to go to that thing. They say to you, if you go there, you don't come back. So there are no hospitals in South Africa under the ANC. There will be hospitals under the EFF. Functional hospitals that are going to service our people. Our clinics are going to be in each and every ward. They are going to operate 24 hours. That is the future of South Africa. We're not talking backwardness. We're not talking, hey, we were in MK. Hey, we liberated your eye. Those are stories, man. We have heard those stories. We're tired now. Stop telling us about MK. We can't eat MK here. How do we put the food on the table? That's what we want. How do we get the African children's shoes to school? MK, MK. We are tired of being told about wars which have taken place. The war is now, and that war is economic freedom in our lifetime. That's what we are fighting about. It's not like we do not appreciate these people. We appreciated them. We made Mandela president as a way of saying thank you. We made Mbeki president as a way of thank you. And even made the Tonkopu president as a way of saying thank you. Huh? Now we have a Buffalo as a president. Huh? It must stop with this Buffalo. We must say, yeah, we have said thank you, it's enough now. It's enough. It's now about us and the future of our children. Not where we come from. We have appreciated the past. That's why we have determined our own future. We use the past to determine our future. It is actually disingenuous to want to trap us into the past. We want to go into the future. We want to break the chains of poverty. Fighters, let's go back home in a disciplined way. I want to thank you very much. We are coming back here on the 25th of February next year. I said to SG, if they say it's February, then it means it's an election rally. So the rally of KZN before elections will be held here. We are not going to erect, we are not going to put a track. We are erecting a stage here. Because we are taking the whole street on the 25th of February. How do you call us to court on the eve of elections? You are just organizing a rally for us. These fools have organized a rally for us. That's how they've called us to Natal. They said, no, your Natal rally will be held in Newcastle. So everybody from KZN that day will be here. We shall attend from inside. When we finish, we come and sit here. We have our rally here. We read the manifesto of KZN here. That's what they've decided, and we shall respond accordingly. Let us go and work the ground. 2019 is not next year, it's now. You win elections a year before. Make sure that everyone next to you who complains, who wants EFF intervention, who's a member of the EFF, is registered to vote. Because the only way we can defeat these people is by voting. Tomorrow, we are starting the process of land expropriation without compensation. It will be possible if you are registered to vote. Why do you want land if you are not registered to vote? The only money you pay for this land is by voting. You can't vote if you are not registered. Register and don't wait for official day to register. IEC offices are opened every day. Your branch must identify people who are not registered, collect them, take them to the IEC to register. Especially you, councillors of the EFF. You are not busy then, councillors. These ANC councillors are useless. Just keep yourself busy. Get people in the buggies straight to IEC to register. How can you say the people who are registered by ANC, they will vote for the EFF? How can you register school in UJ and want to attend advance? That's what it means. So the people who are registered by the EFF, those are the people who will vote for the EFF. The more people you get to register, the more votes you are going to get. So go all out, go and register as many people as possible. Fighters, I know it was very cold this morning and you decided there is no cold weather which will stop the revolution. You came here. I thank you for your sacrifice and tell those who came late that we understand. It was very cold and it was very difficult to wake up. So you will share the message with them. When we leave here, person to person, are you registered? Are you going to vote the EFF? That is the message we must give to our people. Land question can be resolved only by a vote. Once we vote correctly, you can be guaranteed land will come. Our people are not refusing to surrender the land. They just need a political power which will determine a clear policy which is not wishy-washy. It's clear. It states very clear that land is owned by the state. That's what all of us must go and preach. We need land in the hands of our people. Let's continue to represent our poor people on the ground. These workers who are exploited by their bosses, go and fight for them. The people who are evicted wrongly, continue to fight for them. The students who are refused entry at schools because they do not have money, fight for them. The security guards who are not paid enough money, continue to fight for them. Never get tired. Remember, we are celebrating 5 years of unbroken struggle for economic freedom in our lifetime. We can have more years if we have people on our side. Let's win more people on our side. Amanda! Amanda! Tata EFF Tata! Tata EFF Tata! Hoza 2019 Hoza! Hoza 2019 Hoza! Panzi wo Kongolos Panzi! Panzi wo TA Panzi! Phezulu ke EFF Phezulu! Awu noma!